In these turbulent financial times, securing your investments with gold and silver needs to be done today, before the next crash. Go to republicmonetary.com for our free information kit.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid. Welcome
to Declare Your Independence with me, Jet Lacy. I'm sitting in for Ernest Hancock at the beautiful Freedoms Phoenix Studios here in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com is the flagship for everything we do here. And on the Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock show and all the other activism stuff we got going on, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties with RBN. They had a major power outage, so... But the first hour, we're going to have Tom James from hempusa.org, and he's going to be talking about the benefits of hemp and how beneficial that eating and using hemp for food, clothing, and shelter is something that is an ideal sort of thing that is outlawed because of the various business interests that are... have the monopolies on the various different types of industries that would also possibly use hemp. And then in the second hour, we're going to be talking about the End the Fed rallies that are going on nationwide this weekend on Sunday, which is the anniversary of the signing of, the agreement at Jekyll Island when they had decided to create the Federal Reserve in 1913. So we have a nationwide sort of rallies going on in all these different cities that are going to be in front of all the various buildings that the Federal Reserve have. We're going to have one here in Phoenix, and there's I think there's 20 or 30 other cities around the country. So we're going to have a really interesting show for you today. I was going to be doing, I originally put it up on Freedoms Phoenix that I was going to be talking about the second part of my Hegelian dialectic, but we're going to have to postpone that until next week because we have a guest and I'm still waiting for them to see if they can get him on the phone. But we're going to keep winging it here on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock until we can get Mr. James on the phone. We're going to... hemp is a really, the difference between hemp and marijuana is very vast. One has psychoactive properties and the other doesn't. The founding fathers like Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, they grew hemp themselves. And it wasn't illegal until sometime, I think in the, probably the 30s for in the last century that they finally made growing hemp and marijuana illegal. So when we get on the next segment, when we get Mr. James on the phone, we're going to go in depth into all the things that you can do with hemp. And it's really powerful. The amount of paper, you can do clothing, you can make bricks, you can eat it, you can cook with it, you can make oil with it. You can do all these various different things with hemp. But the fact of the matter is, it would put a lot of these other big-time businesses, kind of behind the eight ball. And you know as well as I do that they're not going to allow that to happen without a fight. So when we come back on the Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock show, We're going to jump right in with both feet, and we will be right back. And my name is Jet Lacy. I'm sitting in for Ernest today. We're going to have a great show on this Friday. I welcome your calls at 1-800-313-9443. And once again, we'll be right back on Declare Your Independence.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Because I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. My name is Jet Lacy, and after these little bit of technical difficulties we had at RBN, we are ready to rock for this show today. We got Tom James from Hemp USA org on the line, and we I'm getting a phone call from Ernest, so sorry, hold on. We got Tom James from Hemp USA org on the line, and we will are you there, Tom?
I certainly am. You're not that clear. Can you hear me okay, Jed?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. You're not hearing me very well?
Not very well.
All righty then. Can you hear me at all?
I can hear you. Yeah, it's just coming in like a little broken up, but I can hear you talking, and I know what you're saying, so it's okay.
We got a 12-minute segment, and then we'll reconnect our line at the break. So tell us a little bit about hempusa.org and what you guys are all about.
Yeah, well, basically, I wanted to wake up America right now and tell everybody that hemp is not marijuana and marijuana is not hemp. People need to know that. They're mixing it up still. They're still hiding the hemp plant behind the marijuana plant. They don't want it to come into this country and be grown and be shared with the many people that could benefit from it. I'm here to tell everybody that we really need it back in this country to grow for the farmers, for the people, for food, clothing, and shelter.
Are you categorically against marijuana in and of itself?
Well, I basically just handle the food product. We really don't get into discussions on marijuana because I handle the hemp end of it. I've always been into the food aspect. I believe in creating a healthy body by giving it the proper nutrition through food, and that's really what we're about. We want people to know that they can get off of pharmaceuticals and they can be healthy again if they just put the proper nutrients back in their body. Through this powder seed and oil that we have that we import from Canada, it can change their life.
Right. Everything that we eat almost nowadays is genetically altered, modified, processed with all these different chemicals. And
yes.
And I think that is a large part why we sort of as a nation have poor health.
Oh, absolutely. Well, if the nutrition isn't found in the soil, it's not going to be in the fruits and vegetables. And you're right. Let's take, for example, you talk about genetic modification. The first bean in the world that was genetically modified was the coffee bean back in the 50s, you know?
And that
a lot of people don't know that. So why we came out with the hemp coffee recently is because it's 100% organic, naturally grown. And is grown at about a 6,000-foot elevation. It's the largest bean out there. It's a AA number 18 bean. And it is only grown and produces a pound of coffee per year. A lot of the genetically modified plants in South America, where they clear the forest to grow the sun-grown coffee, they produce 3 and 4 pounds out of one plant. So they're pushing the plant to produce something that it really wasn't meant to. So you're right about genetic modification. Our products are all naturally grown. We don't use herbicides, pesticides, or fungicides, and people just love this food, Jed.
And they, you know, it's the same thing with all the beef and chicken that you eat. They're adding hormones to things, and, you know, it's causing young girls to prematurely, you know, blossom, I guess you would call it. And
right.
None of your products have any of that sort of external sort of additives, correct?
Oh, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, every day we get people calling us, how come there's no ingredients on your labels? I said, because the product is what it is. You know, there's no ingredients in a seed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's a chemical analysis, and you can look at the nutrition value. That's all on the website. But we never add anything to our products. Everything we sell is pure, And that's really what sets us apart as a new and young growing company. And we love just sharing good, high-quality food that people could see a difference in their life in a very short period of time.
I listened to your interview with Kevin Trudeau from June, and we actually had Kevin on, Ernest had him on the show earlier this week. What an interesting gentleman.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
A lot of fun, and he knows what he's talking about, and he exposes the darkness that's hidden. He exposes the people that are taking advantage of the nation. He's exposing the corporation. So I'm all for him. I support his website and his company, and I think he's a great guy.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah, he was a great interview. I had first heard about him on when he did Alex Jones. He'd been to the Bilderberg Group, but that's another story for another day. I heard you speaking about a nomenclature problem, and I was wondering if you could expound on that.
Yeah, people are mixing up the word hemp with marijuana, and they're two totally distinct plants, a different variety of the same species. There's about 200, 300 different types of hemp plants that grow. Some are used for clothing. Some are used for shelter. Some are used for medicinal purposes. Some are used for building products. Some are used for clothing. So it just depends on what it is. And I think that it's too generally accepted to call marijuana hemp anymore, because I think that's what the powers that be want us to confuse. They've hidden it for 75 years behind the marijuana plant, not allowing it to come in to be grown. And it hurt the farmers, it hurt our soil, it hurt the crops because it takes up minerals out of the ground that no other plant can do. It's got an incredible rooting system. It's got tap roots that spread, they hold the soil together, it would stop erosion. There's so many benefits the hemp plant can do for this country, and they still won't let it in. And why are we the only nation out of 27 industrialized nations that can't grow it? That's another issue. Nobody has an answer for it.
So why would you estimate, in your this is what you dedicate your life to, why do you think it's illegal?
Well, they're making it illegal because it would be so detrimental and extremely cost ineffective for them to allow it in, because they would give up a lot of the petrochemical industry, they would give up a lot of the wood industry, because this plant can do everything these other industries do for a lot less money.
Right.
And basically, I don't think they want to share it with the people. I think the 2% want to control the 98% because they have the power and the money. And if they let the hemp plant in, it would really just revolutionize this whole country overnight. It would, you know, you'd be able to produce paper without polluting the waterways. You'd never have to cut down another tree in the forest. You'd have cleaner air. I mean, hemp cleans the air as it grows. It reproduces in 90 to 120 days. It is the most incredible plant. You know, if you compare it, you want to compare it against, like, cotton. Cotton's the single most polluting crop right now in the world. It uses enormous amounts of pesticides, and it degrades the topsoil. Well, hemp, it would be the opposite. It would yield four times the amount, and it would last five times longer, and it would cost a whole lot less to grow it.
It's
got so many more uses.
Yeah.
That's just one example. But there's over 100,000 uses for this plant, and, you know, I just don't know why they can't grow it. We need to grow it here for the people in this country.
Are you serious? 100,000 uses for the hemp plant?
Yes, it does. And probably more than that, you know?
Yeah.
And, I got to tell you something. Our hemp foods that are available, I told you earlier, they're herbicide, pesticide, fungicide free. And I get excited about this product because, no, it is not genetically modified. No, it has absolutely no detectable amounts of tetrahydrocannabinol. If people are listening now, and a lot of people call me and say, well, will I test positive on a drug test? The answer is no, you will not test positive because there are no detectable THC levels found in this food. And it is rejuvenating for the skin, the hair, the nails. It'll bring life back to the body system and all the functions. It'll bring life to all the organs and clean the blood. And it really will change people's lives with the proper nutrition. People need to be their own doctors today.
Mm-hmm. Because I was a nurse for a very long time, and it's funny that I didn't expect to have this interview with you today, but as I talked to you on the phone earlier, I lost my career for possessing marijuana, which is, I know, different from hemp, and, you know, it's very demarcated in your mind, but not always to the rest of the world. But the thing
Exactly.
The thing is I still feel that I was in possession of a plant matter, and I wasn't hurting anybody, so I don't feel particularly guilty about getting in trouble. But the fact of the matter is it does have myriad uses as medicine, as fiber for clothing and paper. And wasn't the Constitution written on hemp paper?
Yes, Declaration of Independence, the Encyclopedia Britannica for the last 150 years, all the sail ships that we had for the war, everything, ropes for thousands of years were made out of this incredible plant. And just remember, hemp is double the strength of fiberglass and four times stronger than steel.
Well, hey, we got a break coming up here in a couple seconds. When we get back, we're going to jump further into this with Mr. Tom James from hempusa.org. My name is Jet Lacey, J-E-T, and I'm sitting in for Ernest Hancock on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. We'll be right back in just a minute.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. My name's Jet Lacey. I'm sitting in for Ernest, and we are having one hell of a show today with Tom James from hempusa.org. Sorry I cut you off for the break there, Tom, but let's start, jump right back into it. All right, brother?
Yeah, absolutely. I forgot where we were. I think we were talking about some of the advantages of the hemp product. What is amazing that a lot of people probably don't know, it's an incredible product for making building products. It petrifies into stone, okay? And it creates like a matrix of silicates that bind with the lime. And it becomes 100% water resistant, fire resistant, insect resistant, and rodent resistant. And it's a super insulator. Keeps cold in, cold out, and heat out. And it is also incredible for sound resistance. So it would probably be very good for recording studios and things like that. Or if you don't want any noise coming from the outside, putting it through the walls as insulation would probably be incredible. But all of this has been kept from the American people, and we need to wake them up. And that's why I'm glad to be interviewed by you, Jed.
Yeah, you know, that's what we're here. That's the whole reason for the Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock show, is to wake up people to what is going on and the ways that we're getting the boots put to us by the man and the government and everybody else. And getting back to the hemp, I had a question for you because I just thought of this during the break. And I guess, do they still make hemp for rope? Because it's like the only type of fiber that rats don't eat?
Yeah, yes, of course they do. As a matter of fact, I got a 3/4-inch rope right now. It's 93 feet long. I got in from Romania. And yes, it also doesn't get moldy. I mean, and if it does, it doesn't eat through the rope. I mean, it will last for years and years and years. They just don't lose their strength. So if our Navy used it, you know it had to be good.
And that's all they still use is hemp rope, correct? On the ships?
Well, I don't know today with all these companies that are out there. I'm sure they still use some. I don't know. It's a really good question. That would be a really good thing to investigate. I'll do that next time I'm on, maybe.
Sure.
We'll talk about it.
I wanted to know next about this. It kind of blew my mind. I've heard your commercials and stuff about hemp as actual food. And I was wondering if you could talk about some of your products and the benefits of those products.
Yeah, we started the business quite a while ago, and we started it with storable food in mind. We started selling this in 25-pound containers only.
Wow.
And then it got so popular that we came down to a 5-pound container, and then we came down to the 1-pound pouches, and now it's just like it's spreading all over the world. But the thing is, I still want to make this a point before I forget, is I believe people need some storable food, okay? I believe that probably the hemp plant is the best product you can do that will take up the least amount of space with the least amount of money spent. It's the most densely nutrient plant. It takes up one-tenth the space, and it costs one-fifth the price, is what I was going to try to say.
Wow. And, so, and it's complete nutrition?
It's loaded with magnesium, potassium, calcium, all the basic minerals. It's loaded with all digestive enzymes, all amino acids, and all essential fatty acids for growing, our brain cells. So it's kind of the elite food, and it's the highest frequency food known to man. Comparing it to 3 million edible food plants out there, hemp is the number one plant. So what I say is, why wouldn't somebody want this in their body, and why wouldn't they want some for storage for the future?
Absolutely. I can't tell people enough on this show. The times that I get to guest host for Ernest and jump on the other side of the board here is I use these opportunities to educate people about what is coming down. They tell you in the news that things are on the way up and things are going to get better, and I just, all signs that I've looked at point to no, and that the price of food and the cost of everything, with the fact that our dollar is collapsing, is going to go down, and it's going to be very difficult to keep food on the store shelves.
Yes, absolutely, and it only takes one day for the store shelves to be empty, actually 2-3 hours, because the trucks, if the trucks stop delivering, see, the kids don't realize the food does not grow on the shelves. It's got to be taken in by trucks, and they control the trucking industry. So very easily, we could be without food. But I'm not a doomsayer. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I still say to my customers and the people out there that aren't our customers yet, it's smart. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark. Why not plan ahead? God gave us brains. And if we don't use it, you could always rotate it back into your regular food supply. So you're not losing anything. You're just being smart.
So how long would one of your, say, your 25-pound containers, how
long? A 25-pound container will last the average person about 14 months. I'm talking worst-case scenario, you just had water and that. You could live on it.
Oh, my goodness. It's a complete food.
Yeah, it is a complete food. And it's amazing. And it is, and only takes up a 5-gallon container, 5-gallon pail. That's 25 pounds of hemp powder fits in there. And it's all food-grade plastic. We have a plastic liner on the inside, very heavy-duty, and they are sealed tight. If somebody wants to store them for 10, 15 years, they can take it out, put it in 1, 2, 3, 4-pound packages, and they could put it through a vacuum machine.
Well, hey,
Tom, vacuum seal it.
Don't mean to cut you off again, but we got the long segment, 18 minutes, coming up. So okay, we're going to jump right back into this on the Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock Show. My name's Jet Lacey. We got Tom James from hempusa.org. We'll be right back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to the Declare Your Independence show with Ernest Hancock. My name is Jet Lacey, J-E-T Lacey, and I'm sitting in for Ernest today. And I am hell-bent for leather against the New World Order and what they're doing to us. And it would appear that Mr. James, Tom James from hempusa.org, has some products that can help us better take care of ourselves during these difficult times. So let's continue, Mr. James.
And yeah. Well, I forget what we were talking about because we.
I have a question. I can't let you totally off the hook here because I do believe in the power and the use of marijuana as well as hemp. And I do believe it has a medicinal use. I have an aunt that has fibromyalgia and she has lupus. And it's the only thing that seems to make her feel better.
Well, you got to get her on some of our products, and you won't have to worry about the medicinal because our products are just astounding. The highest essential fatty acid of any oil in the world. It dilates the arteries. It allows the cholesterol to be taken out. It allows the softening of the heart valves. It creates brain cells. This is the one of the few oils in the world that is perfectly balanced with omega-3 to omega-6. And it is natural, it is cold-pressed, and it's one of our biggest sellers.
Is there a place that we can look at the actual science behind the claims that you make?
Absolutely. You go to our website. All the nutritional facts are up there. There's articles. And anyone can find articles from any medical journal about hemp oil being the number one oil in the world. And I'm talking about over fish oil and over any of the olive oils we're talking about, because there's no hydrogenation. Everything is pressed, and it is sent to the customer.
So how do you have it coming? You know, we have, we talk about when I was a nurse, we had the 5 R's of drug administration, you know, the right person, right time, right dose, right route. So I'm interested in more in the route. How is it supplied? How is this hemp that you can ingest for your health? How in the various ways at hempusa.org is it supplied in order for people to take in?
Okay. We have the powder that people can make shakes with. They can sprinkle it on any dry food, their hot cereals. They can use it on their eggs. They can make breads and muffins with it. There's a million uses for the powder. A lot of people, a lot of vegans and a lot of weightlifters and a lot of athletes out there would just use it in water every day. It mixes very nice and it tastes great. And it's the highest protein green food that I know of, with everything in it, all nutrition. That's one way. Then we have the seeds. The seeds we toast without any nutritional or enzyme loss at a very low heat. We're the only ones that toast them and salt them in North America. They're very tasty, great in-between food to carry with you. There's a lot of hosts that just like eating the seeds. It gives them a nice boost, and it gives them energy, and it kills the desire for junk food cravings. That seeds are the second. And then the third is the oil pressed from the seed. And that I highly recommend freely using on your salads, your hot cereals. You could use it on your potatoes, and you can take it by the tablespoon. And it is an incredible oil for rebuilding the myelin sheath around the nerves, growing brain cells, as I said earlier, and having less pain after a major workout, because we all need essential fatty acids in the body. We're not getting it in the prepared foods today that we're buying from the stores. We're just being starved to death.
Right. The omega fatty acids make up the cell coverings of many of our cells, as well as when he's talking about the myelin, that's the insulation that goes around our nerves, kind of like the cover on a wire. It's the plastic cover.
And we have a lot of MS patients that just love our oil. They love it. They buy it by the gallon. I sell cases of this oil.
Wow, wow.
We sell it in a 17-ounce bottle, a case of 17 ounces, 12 of them, and then we sell it by the gallon. And I've never had anybody tell me they didn't like this oil. There is no other oil, in my opinion, that has all the positive attributes of a healthy 100% natural oil seed. There's just nothing like it. And most of the oils today are literally dead. They're on the shelf, they're pretty colors, but they're dead, and they lay in the body as a free radical, and your body's got to fight against it to get it out. So if we're having hydrogenated oils and we're living on them every day, it will affect the health and it will age you very quickly.
Was I mistaken when I read that you can't actually like saute with it or cook like that with the oil?
I don't recommend it, because if you go over 110, 114 degrees, you're going to really damage the whole idea of what you want. You want living enzymes. You want living you want living essential fatty acids. You don't want them hurt. So I would say always put them on regular foods without heating them or frying them.
Yeah, not over. So anything over 110 degrees is damaging to the oil?
Yeah, it's right around 110, 114, I think. I think that's the rough estimate, you know. And
well, I was curious, because living in Arizona, we actually almost broke the record this year for 110 degree days. So I guess people living here in the desert Southwest probably shouldn't store it in the garage or something. You know, these are real questions that affect people.
Here's how I answer, because I have a lot of customers in hot areas. I tell them to keep their oil in the refrigerator. It will never go bad in the freezer, actually, I meant to say. If you put it in the freezer, our oil will not freeze.
Wow.
And it's due to the unsaturated oils that make it not freeze. And it will last indefinitely in the freezer.
So
And then when you open a small bottle, you should put it in the refrigerator anyway, because it slows the molecular activity of it up, and it gives it longer life.
So I'm always the type of person to say, oh, don't listen to what I say, and, you know, go find out for yourself. So how? So at hempusa.org, you can go and have, there's a lot of reading materials and other types of, you know.
As a matter of fact, our site's an information site, and we turned this information site into an order site. That's what makes us quite different. So it's very specific. All the information, all the radio shows, all the testimonies, all the nutritional values are on the right side of the page. If people want to order the product, they go to the left side of the page, and they can look at all our products. We have about 105 products now.
Yeah, I went to
and
the
we
site.
We just came out, by the way, Jed, if I can say
sure.
something about the new product. We came out with a colon cleanse. It's called Complete Colon Cleanse 3 days ago. We're doing very well with it already. It's 100% hemp, 58% insoluble fiber. It is probably the highest insoluble fiber you will ever find in a colon cleanse anywhere. And it's made from 100% hemp. There is nothing like it on the market. I think people, when they use it, they're going to find it's very easy to take, very easy to mix in your hot cereals, and it works. It really works. And it's inexpensive compared to a lot of the other colon cleansers out there.
Yeah, I was actually at the store, yeah, actually
buddy,
looking for
that.
Artwork.
We have a smiling toilet on it. I thought it was a lot of fun.
That's funny. You know, the hemp, there's, again, I as an advocate, I'm an advocate for many ways. You know, on many levels, and I just can't see for the life of me why we're not using hemp. I took a drive with my uncle. We had helped my aunt, his sister, a sister of my mother's, move to Oregon, and he lives right in Idaho. So we drove across Oregon together to his house. I spent a few days with him, and there was all these forests of poplar trees that they were using to actually make paper. They were actually perfectly rectangular. And then the next door to that was an empty plot that was totally empty. And then again, there was another forest that they had, you know, perfect rectangles. And they turned them over every 7 years. So with hemp, you could probably turn over that same amount of land how often to make paper?
Well, it depends on, of course, the climate, and it depends on the cultivar seed you're using. But it matures. The plant matures in 90 to 120 days.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's amazing. Now, if you're in a very hot climate, it's possible you could get two or three harvests. You don't know. But in Canada, we get one. We also rotate our crops every 3 years. And the only thing we use on the hemp plant is the seed.
Wow.
We grind it, we press the oil out of it, and we keep it, and we roast and toast it. Everything else is actually cultivated back into the soil, and it's used for future crops. And it really kind of puts the nutrition back, because hemp does take a lot of nutrition out, so you've got to put some back.
Wow.
But it's amazing, and if you rotate it, you really get the benefit of everything. So that's what we do, and it sets us apart from other companies.
You spoke about building materials earlier. And I was interested in a little bit more information on that. And before I get to that, are you willing to take callers if we had any?
Well, nah, not right now. You know why? We seem to get off the beaten path with callers, but if they email you, I'll answer them, you know?
Okay, I don't have any callers on the line right now. I just, when I do Ernie's show, I'm more of a, I like to interact with the people, so it was just a question. So getting back to the building materials, I was wondering if you can expound upon that a little bit.
Well, yeah, I'm limited knowledge with that. I know that it would be an incredible building material to use, but it would be very cost-effective. We'll say you could probably build a house for a sixth the price of what it would cost to build if you used other products. And as I said, it would be a better insulator. It would be waterproof. It would be incredible. Take, for example, a cinder block. If you mix lime with the herd of the hemp plant, which is the herd, which is center of the stalk, if you mix it with lime, it actually turns to stone. And a cinder block, you know how heavy they are. Imagine it 1/6 the weight.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, 1/6 the weight, and it can hold up in a tornado and a hurricane because it gives. It's just a very light material and very strong. So it just has so many attributes. You could talk all day about it. So as a building material, it would be incredible. But as I said, it would probably be very competitive for these other companies that don't want to let that plant in because they know that it could do what it says it can do. It can actually help many, many people build homes. It would help probably create 200,000 jobs across the country, you know, just to have it at the county level. But it just doesn't seem like it's happening right now. It's too good a plant to let in, apparently. I just don't know. Plus, it makes your brain work. I mean, our hemp coffee sells now because people that can't drink hemp coffee start drinking palpitating heart. They don't have jitters or nervousness, and they sleep like a baby, and they've never felt better. And it's a wonderful coffee.
I meant to ask you about the coffee. It's just hemp.
Yes, it's not. It's 75% Guatemala bean and 25% hemp.
Oh, okay. That's I was kind of curious about that.
And it's an outstanding coffee. It's very high frequency, and it not only makes your brain work better, it calms the body down no matter how many cups you have. So it does not affect the body like regular coffee, because I believe most coffee is ridden with chemicals, genetic modification, and whatever they're doing. But there's a reason why a regular cup of coffee makes your heart beat for a day or two, makes it beat erratically.
Yeah, they super jack that stuff up now.
Even the doctors say, don't drink any more coffee. It's no good. It's no good. Well, this coffee has a totally different effect on the body. So the people that are not allowed to drink coffee, I welcome them to try this. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
And it has a good coffee taste. It doesn't taste like anything else.
I'm drinking it right now. I always drink it when I do radio interviews. I love this product.
That's awesome. I mean, I'm sort of floored, I guess, and it's not like this is an infomercial or anything. I'm interested in this product, and I'm interested in getting this word out to people, but I had no idea that you had all these different, I knew there was a lot of uses, like clothing, fiber. You know, I've been to enough of the, you know, fish shows and dead shows in my day to see, you know, the hemp clothing, and it was really high quality, and I'm just amazed at how many ways that you can use this product.
Well, it really is amazing, and it's the most nutritious. So I would say if anybody is not eating the proper way, at least fit this in some portion of your diet on a daily basis, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Not only will you have better concentration, better understanding, you'll be more intuitive. You'll be at a different wavelength because it's a high-frequency food, and I think it really affects the creative side. And it's just a fun coffee to drink. I look forward to my coffee in the morning. I really do. And I drink it all day long. And I sleep like a baby. So It's not the genetically modified sun-grown coffee you find in South America. It is grown on the hills of Guatemala. It's loaded with volcanic ash, and it's grown on top of the volcanic ash on the mountains. And the way we do it is we medium roast it, and then we grind it and roast it again with the hemp seed. And a lot of hands touch it, but by the time it gets to the customer, they know that it's a high-quality coffee. And you get 225 cups out of 1 pound of our coffee. So that should tell you a lot.
Yeah, that's an astronomical amount. So getting back to this, is just, it's sort of like a wonder plant, isn't it? It's sort of, I've always said it that, you know, I was speaking of marijuana mostly, but, and I do mean paper as well as the clothing, but it really is a gift from God, this plant. And it's sort of, to me, a sin that it's being sort of really pushed down actively. And I urge people to look into this stuff for themselves. I tell people, don't believe anything what I say. Look into these things for yourself. This plant really can help you, and if we were allowed to grow it, you know, you could do myriad things with it, literally. So
yes, and it really matters. With hemp, you need production facilities on the farms. So it would take quite a bit of work, but it can be done. You'd also have to check out the cultivars to make sure they grow in the right climate, and it would take a couple of years of testing to see if the seeds would grow, how much they can produce, because you need at least 200 to 1,000 seeds on a plant for it to be worthy of a food plant.
When we come back, we're going to finish up with Tom James, Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. We'll be right back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
We rock and don't stop. When it's the super cat, the fantastic, and beyond the toast, it's those major techno bag of trees. Is the way we get our kick. We're qualifying, rectifying, rocking till the day we die. And every time you scream and cry.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. My name's Jet Lacey, J-E-T, and we are finishing up with Tom James from hempusa.org. And in the last few minutes, Tom, I was hoping we could, you know, give everybody your information, the last things that you want to get out. I want to just turn the floor over to you and let you rip and tell people how to get in touch with you, how to buy your products.
Yeah. Well, first of all, they can go to hempusa.org. That's hempusa.org. Or they can call me at 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And anybody has a question about their health or if they have any questions about the products, because we do have a lot of products, and a lot of the products you're not going to find anywhere else. So I want to let people know that these products we're coming out with are new to the market, and they will have an awesome effect on the health of the human body also. And I want them to know that they're getting all naturally grown, pesticide-free, herbicide-free, fungicide-free food. It's so important, and you're not going to find our food on the shelves in this country. And that is the reason I support RBN. I love John Stadtmiller. I love all the hosts there. And I appreciate you having me on today, because we just want to wake up America.
Yeah, I'm sorry you got the welfare host with me, Jet Lacey, but, you know, Ernie.
You're great, Jet. You're great. I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, I'm just kidding with you, brother. I'm self-deprecating humor. But Ernest is getting ready for the Freedom Summit that's coming up here. We got Dr. Paul, and, you know, we got Thomas Woods from the Mises Institute. We got all kinds of people, Adam Kokesh. We're just, he's getting ready, and we're having a big-time bash here for Freedom December 4th through 6th. So that's why Ernest took the morning off, so I apologize.
That's all right, my friend. It was great. Honestly, if anybody needs any kind of help in any way, I'll be glad to take their calls. If the phone is not answered, it's because too many calls come in, and it will probably go over to the answer service. But we will get back to you, okay?
You bet. How long have you been in business selling these products?
Oh, it's actually, it's going on 6 years now. It's amazing how the days go by and they turn into months and months turn into years. It's amazing.
That is amazing.
And by the way, I want to let you know, we are starting up distributors now. We do a lot of distributorships in the last couple of months, and we are also doing an affiliate program that has taken off. We have hundreds of affiliates now in the last 5 months, and people can be a part of the hemp revolution and make a little money also.
Well, I tell you what, I urge you to look into HempUSA, HempUSA.org, and I'm so thankful that you were able to spend this time with us. Is there any, what, I just want to, in summation, we got just a couple of minutes left. Is there anything that you'd like to say to the listeners out there?
Well, I want them to realize that time is short. There are things coming. To plan ahead, I'm not doing the fear factor, but have some sort of storable food. If you have questions about how much you should store or how little, I'll answer all of them. I'll put a package together for you. It's not a problem. I do that all the time. And I want them to know that they need to be their own doctors. They don't need to rely on other people to tell them what to take or what chemicals to put in their body when they can get it out of a wonderful, naturally grown food. And that's why I'm here. I want to supply a really high-quality food, and I want to change lives.
Well, I thank you so much for your time, Tom, and we'll hope to have you up with Ernest real soon. And what an informative interview. What an informative product. You know, what a great product it sounds like. And I can tell you I'm going to probably look into it myself. And I thank you so much for spending time with us today, Thomas.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and God bless you guys.
You bet. You too, sir. We'll be right back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. We'll be right back.